Alright, well, welcome everyone to our newest installment of our podcast, Post-Cursive. So today we're going to talk about what is school's role in helping students navigate social media or develop even an online persona, as more of our students are using social media outside of school.
And we may also end up using the term social network and social media
somewhat interchangeably
today. So, Jose, if I can ask you a question, how do you feel about using social networks in the classroom or social media?
Yeah. Well, for our kids, I think it's a little bit different. Our kids are a lot younger than people maybe in high school, where they're seeing a majority of their students already on social media outside. The majority of our students aren't using social media outside, but they are aware of it. So I kind of think that it's important for them to start thinking about what's going to happen, especially, I mean, our fifth graders are going to go to middle school next year, and that's when they're really going to start logging on. So I think it's kind of important for them to start thinking about, what am I going to use? How should I use it? How do I want to use it?
And how many of we're at a school that is kindergarten through fifth grade.
Yeah.
So do any of your students follow you in any kind of social networks?
I have one of our former students following me on Twitter, and I do have a lot of our older students that have already graduated high school following me on Facebook, and that's kind of like a deal that I've made with kids since I got here, that once they graduate from high school, they can look me up on Facebook and find me. So I probably have maybe 30 to 40 former students following me on Facebook.
Yeah, I've noticed that in my classroom too. I've got different Twitter accounts that I use to push content out to the kids, or mainly for classroom use. But I do have some of the kids following me on Twitter, like even third and fourth graders.
Oh, wow.
And I'm able to, obviously, then I can kind of tap back in to see, you know, who they are on Twitter and who they're following. And their accounts are very new. Mm-hmm. They might only be following maybe the classroom account and maybe a couple of others. And they're generally not publishing a whole lot of content to it. But it's interesting that we're giving them the opportunity or exposing them to the different social networking tools. So they get introduced to it. And how important do you think it is for teachers to play a role in introducing students to social networks and into their responsibilities and best practices? Where do you see teachers coming into this?
I think we play a major role, especially for me. The whole point of school is to kind of help kids navigate their world outside, and for us to build a bridge. And I think a lot of times we think of school as kind of, and it's something that I heard somebody say, but we think of school as preparing kids for the real world, but school is kids' real world. So in their world, people are using social network outside. So if we really want them to feel like school has an impact on their world, then we need to try to connect those, and social media is one of the best ways for them to get connected.
And also, I think it's very important in the classroom to, at least in this day and age, to give students opportunities to use the tools of their time and of their generation. And if we don't allow kids, or if we maybe remain oblivious to it in the classroom, you know, to social networks and those opportunities, then I think we're doing a disservice to students. Because if we're not taking advantage of these opportunities to model it in the classroom, then where are they learning these skills? Where are they learning what's appropriate, what's not appropriate? Maybe it's from their house, maybe it's from their friends, maybe it's from YouTube, I don't know, or maybe they're just trialing and erroring, you know, and making mistakes. But it's important for us, I think, to play a role in showing them that, you know, what you put online, you know, if you're just publishing, you know, content that might come back to bite you or that is inappropriate, you know, that's not something that you can just easily take away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you put online can last there forever. And these are important lessons for students to learn, you know, this generation that are growing up with this sort of attitude that they can publish content online and share ideas with anyone anytime without any consequence. Whereas when they grow up, you know, in maybe 15 or 20 years, well, one, social networks will probably look very, very different, and technology will look very, very different. But the evidence that they create, the digital footprint that they leave, will still probably exist. And that may have an impact in their opportunities down the line. And these are discussions probably to have with students. But how do we, as teachers, bring this into the discussion area? How can we raise these topics and engage kids in these discussions?
Well, I think for us, I mean, because of the grade level that we work with, things like Edmodo and certain social networks where we can have kids log on and kind of control who they're accessing, who they have access to, and who has access to them in particular, are really important to kind of streamline and to roll out for our students to use. I mean, and I think in at high school level, incorporating Twitter into your classroom, and maybe even incorporating Facebook into your classroom, becomes major because your students are already on there, and especially in schools where it's bring your own device. I mean, if you're not incorporating those social networks, it's a missed opportunity, because that's an app that the kids already have on their device, so the kids don't have to go out there and buy it, and they're going to be motivated because they're like, I already have this here, so let me keep on using something I'm already using to either roll out content into the world or to share what they're learning in the classroom or what they're creating in the classroom. And it's just, it's a really good tool, and teacher in that instance can model, this is how I put out information, this is how I, and because they're connected to the students can start seeing it. I mean, I think it plays a lot with, like right now that you were talking about, where else were the kids learning, it makes me think of like, back when we were in school, and kind of like sex education or drugs education, and we have all these programs in schools because we don't want kids to learn these things in the streets. And it's kind of, I mean, social networking is kind of the same.
Yeah, and even you can broaden this outside of social networking. Technology skills and technology tools are the same. Mm-hmm. You know, in the classroom, it's important for us to model how to use technology to be productive, to be creative, and to publish maybe meaningful content. And if we don't do that, then where are the kids learning how to use technology? Mm-hmm. Maybe sitting down in front of YouTube all day, or just going onto video game sites, which, you know, obviously we can take advantage of that opportunity and model best practices. Now, when it comes to Edmodo that you mentioned, maybe you could go a little bit more in depth as to what Edmodo is as far as a social network for kids or for students. Can you maybe summarize Edmodo?
Well, what Edmodo is pretty much, I mean, it's kind of like, I like to call it Facebook for kids. And I've actually heard kids, I think I got it from a kid who said this. He was like, this is like Facebook for kids. But what's nice about Edmodo is that as a teacher, you set up a classroom and your kids join a group, but nobody outside of the student school can search for them. So it's not like you have to be fearful of predators coming in and accessing your students. It's only people within the school. And even to set up your own account as an adult, a school has to approve you. So somebody within the school has to say, yes, this person is a teacher at our institution. And so that's the only way that you start getting access to some of these students. So everything happens kind of beneath the scenes, but in-house. And so it's just a really nice space to have kids feel like they're on social media, but it's a really controlled environment.
Right. And you can also share it with parents if you set that up in your classroom, so parents can access and see what's going on in the classroom. And Edmodo might be a step, you know, up a little bit on the social network ladder. It's more authentic. It mirrors a lot of, you know, real social networks like Facebook, like you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. But there's another tool that we're using in the classroom, Padlet. Mm-hmm. And Padlet is sort of a social network as well, insofar as students can publish content, publish ideas, write statements, comments, add photographs and videos. And as a teacher, it's a really cool tool because you can set it up whatever way you want. You can limit it to just one group of kids or one class or one grade level or for a single purpose event. And it's easy to monitor that as well. So I think, at least from my experience, Padlet is a great way to introduce social networks, or at least the ideas of publishing content online and sharing with others. And then Edmodo is a step up into a more, maybe a little bit more authentic in terms of what they will see in the real world. And it will provide a lot of teachable moments. Because when kids are on Edmodo, you know, they're making mistakes, and they're making mistakes in a safe place, and they're providing us with a lot of teachable moments.
Yeah, I mean, like one example that I shared earlier with you about the student who I had a girl who was on Edmodo, and she was chatting with another student, and they're both really good girls, they're both fourth grade students, but they never met each other, even though they're in the same school. So one of them started asking the other girl, hey, can you send me a photo of you so I know what you look like and whatnot, and a red light in my mind just being like, oh God, please don't send her a picture. And they started having a discussion, and then later on one student responded, no, I can't send you a picture, I'm about to go to bed. And so I was relieved when I read that, but I just inserted a quick comment like, I know you guys are both really good girls, but whenever anybody asks you for a photo online, do what you guys did right now and don't share that kind of content online. I mean, I was pleased that they didn't, but it was a teachable moment. I wanted to take that as a teachable moment to kind of make sure they understood why they had done was the right thing, and why if in the future something like that happens on a different social network, they should respond the same way.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time today, Jose.
Thank you.
Be back next time.
Yep.